nutty, but I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink.
I thought you were going to say that, but suntan lotion would work.
These are desperate times, Rob. You use what you got. It's like chops.
As someone said to me once in college, just drink it, you pussy.
That champagne makes you happy.
And he did. Vodka keeps you real. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. If you can hear my voice, thank you for listening, first of all. Second of all, I'm glad that you are happy and healthy, and you're enjoying podcasts. Third, then you probably know my name is Josh Agovia, and I am the co-host of a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages. I am a former bartender who is now a professional home bartender, in that I make no money and don't do that as a job. That being said, I love making cocktails. I love chatting with my friends. So I started a podcast where I bring on the funniest people in Chicago.
Oh.
And Rob shows up sometimes. Oh. Speaking of Rob, I have a wonderful co-host by the name of...
Hi, I'm Rob Grabowski. I'm the bar back. I'll get the ice. Hashtag not Rob. Hashtag ocean cold. Hashtag wash your hands. Hashtag tall boy summer.
That's right. We got... four too hashtags.
Many. Too many, some would say, and I agree.
Okay, one of them has to get pushed out of the plane. Who? Because we're too heavy.
Yeah.
which hashtag are you gonna jettison?
You know what? For now, I think people know. Wash your hands. So that's got to go.
Yeah,
normally,
it's gotta
you
go.
Think it'd be hashtag not Rob, but I think that's got to stick around.
No, that's personal. No, that one stays.
Yeah.
Hashtag Tall Boy Summer. Bobby, how's your Tall Boy Summer going?
My Tall Boy Summer's been fine. I'm happy the weather's getting a little nicer. So I feel like I've said this before, but it's nice to go outside. Mm. Even if it's by myself, it's nice to just not be in an apartment. How's yours, buddy?
It's been good. No, you hit the nail on the head. Quarantine is, it sucks, of course. Yeah. It's terrible. But the fact that there's sunlight, even if I don't go out, if I open a window and I see the sun, that makes me very happy. That's enough sometimes.
Yeah. It's not just snow and cold. It's okay.
Yeah. Somebody was like, I can't do that until August. I forget what it was. And I was like, well, that's like at the end of summer. And then I was like, nope, that's a month away.
Yeah.
That's 3 weeks away.
Yep.
That's terrifying. But other than that, great. I've been great.
Good. 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 Good.
Bobby. Oh, sorry, Robert. I forgot. Now that you're you recently had a birthday 2 weeks ago.
I did.
And now you're an adult, and I'm calling you Robert.
Thank you, Joshua.
How's your AARP?
I think it's doing pretty well. I check it on the regular, and right. I think it's good. Yeah.
Okay. And I assume that's investment. I'm not an adult.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Bobby, did you know this is a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages? Each episode we have a guest. That guest brings a beverage of their choice, and we talk about why they chose it.
Yes, I'm well aware. Is this episode any different, or is this a normal episode?
This is the normalest episode in the world.
Good.
Because we're in our Zoom living room, and we have a wonderful guest by the name of...
Do I say it?
Enrique, you're not alone.
People introduce me.
This is not that podcast. Rudy Voigt, who is our other guest next to you?
Oh, this is my girlfriend, Sarah. We've been cohabitating during quarantine.
Nice.
I thought all the more reason to have us both. We're a two-headed monster.
That's right. I've often used those words to describe both of you.
Yes.
Rudy, Sarah, how have y'all been? How's your quarantine so far? You guys just moved, right? Not too long ago?
Working on it.
Yeah, we're in the process. So I live in a place with two roommates. Sarah has a place by herself, so I've been staying with her the whole time. So we said, forget that. We're going to move into my place with my two roommates.
Oh.
And two dogs.
And two dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
And one bathroom.
One bathroom.
Oh, no.
You're going to have us back.
Wow. What a dilemma.
We figured quarantine wasn't enough of a test of this world.
Yeah.
We might as well take it up a notch.
Yeah, that's a sitcom right there, I tell you what.
Four people.
It literally is the Three's Company scenario with four people.
Just about. Yeah. What are your roommates really just needs to be concerned about you two, you living with a girl? I know my Three's Company.
Yeah.
Come and knock on the door. We've been waiting for you. We've been waiting for you. Rudy Sarah, what beverage have you chosen to talk about with us today?
Well, you guys are in for a treat.
Oh.
Because about, I don't know, day 12 hours into the quarantine, we looked at the bar and there was a handle of Captain.
Perfect.
And then you go to the fridge and figure out what goes with that. And then was born the quarantini.
That's right. I am a not ashamed to say a big consumer of LaCroix, or LaCroix as we say in the community. And the weirder the better. I will try it out. So I found a coconut LaCroix shortly before this all happened, and so we luckily we're fully stocked on that. Had a little bit of pineapple juice because we both like pineapple a lot. And all these ingredients we felt naturally lended themselves to one.
They do go together. It's no mistake. Yeah. And thus the quarantini was born.
That's right. So, it's a refreshing beverage during an awful time.
Tia.
Trademark that. Yeah. I've got one in front of me. Everybody's got their quarantinis.
Oh, yeah.
Let's dig in and we'll talk about what we taste.
Cheers.
As in all tastings, you're not wrong. What you taste is what you taste.
I mean, that is pretty good.
Isn't it? I mean, it's much better for you than a pina colada, I would think.
Sure, yeah.
It's almost too refreshing. Like, it tastes almost like coconut water. I can barely taste the Captain Morgan's, and maybe that's just the way I made mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the same boat, Josh. Maybe I didn't add enough Morgan's. But I also don't have the pineapple juice. And even just the Cap Morgans and the coconut LaCroix, it's still pretty good.
I mean, hypothetically speaking, two people drinking these could go through a handle of Captain in like 48 hours.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Of course.
Yeah, this is a theory we have.
Yeah. You don't taste the you don't taste the alcohol.
You can't taste it at all.
Yeah, you can't taste it at all.
What?
I actually had, because I was never much of a rum drinker before this. We went to Binny's the other day because
love
they had
Binny's.
They had a slogan.
Binny's, we wanted to be our sponsor. Oh, Binny's is one of the best beverage stores in the world.
Every day, I live there.
A lot of quality.
Yeah, they had a stock up sale there, and I was looking over the rums. Captain Morgan has the least amount of rum or least alcohol content of any of them, which I didn't know was any
different. Interesting,
really.
So,
I mean, we're still staying true to the Captain.
Yeah,
we're a Captain.
Yeah,
we're.
If Nicole and Paul are listening, we're a Captain House.
the Captain.
And they might be. We don't know.
Yeah. For future guests.
Yeah. Friends of the podcast.
Yeah. So immediately I get that coconut hit. I can smell it before I drink it.
Yeah.
It's like coconutty. I don't taste the booze at all.
Yeah,
And maybe I only put one shot in here. You guys eyeball it. Do you have a set recipe?
We like to do what you call a 50-50, which is 50% rum, 50% coconut LaCroix.
I made mine wrong.
For this podcast, because we do have places to be and things to do after this, I put two shots in.
So. Okay.
All right. That's closer to what I did.
Yeah, I eyeballed mine, and I just, like, you know, dumped a little bit. But right. It's a full can of LaCroix and dumped a little bit of Morgan's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the acidity of the pineapple juice, just kind of sweetness and acidity kind of cuts it right at the end.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
What I'm amazed by, I don't like LaCroix. I never have.
Yeah.
But I don't mind this at all.
We've had coconut LaCroix on past guest, Tim Dunn.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, correct.
And I was surprised that I liked coconut LaCroix in general. Yeah. But this is unreal. What a creation.
Kudos to you both.
That's right.
Rob, why don't you like LaCroix?
I think I've never been a big fan of just sparkling water. like be flavored or not. I think it also has such a from my Groupon days, there's just such a hatred towards it that I think it just like it's taken over my whole body. That regardless of taste, I'm just like, nah, I don't like LaCroix. It's bad for everybody.
Yeah, I had this where when I was in college freshman year, this is a major aside, so I'm sorry to
please derail. Aside away.
We welcome.
My friend and I from down the hall got really into drinking liters of Coke, which we called classic. And we saved all the tops that we had from the entire year. And so we had a garbage can full of our classic tops. We were like, we are taking these with us all 4 years, and we'll figure out how many classics we drank. He left. The minute my mom picked me up at the dorm, she was like, what is this? Like, these are our classic tops. We're taking she was like, we're not taking that shit anywhere. He didn't throw it in the dumpster. and I was like, at that point, I looked at myself like, what am I doing? I'm just drinking way too much pop. So that's when I got into sparkling waters.
All the way in college. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I, like I said, Pamplemousse, pour it all over me. We got a limoncello LaCroix this past week that was quite good.
Oh, I haven't tried it yet. Is it good?
It's very good.
It also works in a quarantini in a pinch.
Yeah.
The coconut is better, limoncello. But it'll work.
I love limoncello.
Let's get into that a little bit. Have you experimented with other LaCroix for this quarantini, or is coconut the best one so far?
Coconut's the best. The only other way we've gone is limoncello.
Got it.
Yeah. This is a classic Flaming Moe situation here. Where you looked around, we need to make a cocktail. What do we have? MacGyvered into the quarantini.
Should I add some NyQuil to mine? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the secret ingredient.
You wouldn't taste it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. I'm going to give it a nice green flavoring.
Make you sleepy and drunk.
But I feel healthy.
Yeah. I can breathe so much easier. Because this is a new cocktail, we're here for its birth. I did a little research, not on the quarantini, but on Captain Morgan himself, the man himself. So let's get into a little history of Captain Morgan before we get into the rest of the episode. So in 1944, Captain Morgan is a rum created by the Seagram's Company based in Canada. They start the Captain Morgan Rum Company. They bought a distillery, the Long Pond Distillery, from the Jamaican government. But Captain Morgan was a real human being. He was a Welsh privateer, plantation owner, and eventually lieutenant governor of Jamaica. He was born in 1635, died in 1688. And a privateer is a pirate that is paid by the state.
Yeah.
So they're like, pirates are bad, except we hate the French, so go fuck them up. and it's a way for a wealthy person of means to become a pirate and not lose their name or whatever.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen the Pirates of Penzance, that was the machine of the gods that got them out of being pirates, because they were all wealthy gentlemen, and they're like, well, we can just say you're privateers. Very fun. So that's a little history on Captain Morgan, Sir Henry Morgan himself.
I didn't realize Captain Morgan was a real person.
Yeah.
He's
for a moment, I thought, I'm like, oh, he's Canadian all these years? That's bullshit.
Kind of feel like the case is cracking for this to have to be Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
There's some
cracks
in
the foundation. Maybe what ends us.
Did you know Tony the Tiger was a real tiger?
What?
Get out of here.
He was a Welsh privateer.
He hated the French.
Yeah. But who the hell don't?
Everybody hates the French. I don't get it.
Yeah. I've heard it's a beautiful country. Never been. Don't want to.
I went once.
Yeah? How was it?
I enjoyed myself.
Okay.
You know, when people say it's the Detroit of Europe, I'm like,
people say that?
You've never heard that?
I've never heard that. France is the Detroit of Europe? That's phenomenal.
When people were just deciding where to study abroad in college, everybody was like, and if anybody was going to Paris, the Detroit of Europe. We go snooty about it.
That makes me want to go more now. I really, now I want to go. To go to the Detroit of Europe.
Yeah, I want to taste their deep dish pizza.
Oh,
yeah.
I want a good French Coney dog.
Rudy, where did you go to college? You studied abroad? You collected bottle caps? Where was this?
I went to the University of Iowa. I did not study abroad. I interned at Disney World.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so that was my
abroad, which is Florida.
My abroad program. But, I mean, Epcot Center has, I think, 12 to 13 countries.
You visit them all in one day.
Yeah, it's easy. It's just a quick walk around the pond, if I recall.
Now, Rudy's era, we have a segment on the show. Now, we've alluded to it because we've already heard it. But we have to do the segment. It's tradition. So we want to know the first time you've ever had a quarantini and the last time. This segment is called...
First Time West.
All right. Last time. Why don't I do first time and you do last time?
All right.
Okay. So first time, obviously, first Friday of...
Paint us a picture. Like, what was going on? How were you feeling? Like,
my gosh, I this is no bullshit. Like, I like really torn up, vulnerable. Like, it was a rough period in time. Like, I had the day before that was Sarah's birthday, and
happy birthday,
happy belated.
My work had in the span of 2 weeks, gone from on a Monday in a sales meeting, I was like, we were deciding what we were going to do about, you know, coronavirus. And the meeting basically concluded with no information. And I was like, I mean, we sort of need to have a response to this, right? I mean, people are going to call the president and the vice president of the company laughing at me and be like, tell them we're washing our hands. And then 2 weeks.
Oh no!
Lockdown. and I say, and her birthday, because like we started doing in week two, we were done, like, we can't do work every day. We had to stagger out when people were there. So on my day not to be there, they fired everybody. Didn't tell me they were going to do it.
Oh, no.
But
and you were like a boss, right? You were like a.
I was a supervisor and manager. They fired everybody. Didn't tell me they were going to do it or that they did it, and said to check in with your supervisor in the email that they sent to everybody. So, because we couldn't go anywhere, I was cooking her dinner, and I start getting calls of people like, what am I going to do? What if I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So, like, throughout the night, we were sitting on the couch, like, we were trying to, so we're big on themes, so for her birthday, we were going to watch live-action Lady and the Tramp, so I made spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
Every time I get a call from an employee, and I feel like, we're going to have to pause the movie again. I don't know what's going to happen. For the best, and if I can do anything, I'm not a man of means, but
yeah.
For you, please let me know. So there was that. We went in for the last day at the office. Like, I don't know. I was just grabbing whatever I could of my stuff because I was like, I may never come back here, which I've since been furloughed. The company performed fellatio on me.
Like, delicious.
So, like, I got home and, you know, luckily, we kind of hit like a perfect part in our relationship where we hadn't been dating for a long time, 6 months. So it was the point in time where like we could stay with one another, but we weren't like living together or anything. But like that Friday when we did this, where we made the cocktail, was like we did the first test comedy sports show.
Oh, sure.
We did. All right, we met Reference Paul and Nicole. That's our friends. That they do a show every Friday night where they just play cover music. That we went, so like after the show, we went and did that. Some of Sarah's friends from San Francisco, cause that's where she's from originally, were doing like a happy hour on Zoom.
Sure.
And, so like, I kind of look back on the first one very fondly. Cause I'm like, this was like after like, what was the weirdest, shittiest week pulled in a billion different directions.
Yeah.
Like it was like these were some senses of normalcy that you could grab onto. and having this drink like throughout it has been like a sort of a, I don't want to say buoy in the sea of coronavirus, but that's sort of what it's been.
Rudy, just say it. It's been your buoy.
Yeah. It's been my buoy.
Your buoy.
Come out and just say that. And, that was the story of the first time, I think, and as much as you probably could have ever wanted.
Before we get to the last time, so you guys are big on themes. Have there been any other themed nights or ones that stand out, like noticeable, memorable ones?
Well, we've had quite a few. We're both also big baseball fans and had actually planned a pretty epic vacation for the week after quarantine started.
Oh no.
I'm originally from California. I'm a big A's fan. We're going for opening day, weekend of games.
Go A's, yeah.
Bar, driving down the coast, going to Disneyland. I got him an Android to build an Android for Christmas.
A droid.
Oh. A droid. Sorry, a droid.
Apple person.
A lot of Apple versus Android talk recently.
Yeah, our last episode had a lot of Apple versus Android, and Apple is better.
And we're not Android people.
No.
We'll make sure that's
like robots.
We had our most epic day probably was we hiked 8 miles. We made homemade spaghetti and meatballs from Mom's Spaghetti. We made M&M cookies and whatnot. That was our biggest thing. We also did
to make up for not having an opening day, we did tailgate food and watch football movies, listen to baseball music.
Amen out.
What's baseball music? You just listened to Take Me Out to the Ball Game 8 times?
Let me tell you what. Our good friend Spotify, sponsor the show, they will come up with a playlist for anything your little heart can desire.
That's true.
If you want to listen to a tailgate playlist, they'll make that for you.
It's a lot of put me in coach, I'm ready
put
to
me
play.
In coach, yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah, there's a whole – oh, wow, I just pulled up my Spotify – sponsored by the MBL, there's a whole playlist of music at the ballpark. Good for Spotify.
MLB.
Whatever.
I don't know if you want to keep going on themes. We had a day where we made New York strip steaks, drank Long Island iced teas, roasted marshmallows, and watched Ghostbusters.
That was a good Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Oh, and what is probably the outside of the quarantine-y, the best creation to come out of quarantine is Pitbull Fridays. I don't know if you have these on your calendars, but every Friday, we start the day. I mean, there's always a little Pitbull music around the house. Yeah. We drink coffee out of our Florida coffee cups, like the Starbucks one. Pitbull all day long. At 3:05, we have a fireball dance party. On occasion, I love the show Pitbulls and Parolees. So we'll watch that, and then I guess then we go.
And we wear suits.
Yeah, full suits.
Wear suits. You shave your head.
Shave your heads completely. Wow, these are. I mean, I want to read. If this is a blog or I would read the shit out of this.
I love themed things. This is super fun.
Yeah. What a delight.
What did I call him last time?
The last time, I mean, it's so, like you said, it has been the buoy of our quarantine.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, it's been consistent. I don't know that I could count the number of captain handles we've enjoyed in the last however many months this has been.
Great price, by the way, at Costco. I didn't get it because I don't drink a lot of Captain Morgan's.
Yeah.
$22 bucks for a Costco handle.
Handle.
Josh, let me tell you what our friends over at Benny's can do for you.
Oh, tell me. Go on.
What was it?
$19, and you get to pick one of their own cans of peanuts for 1 cent. Then
that's a great deal.
I mean, Benny's is the best.
Yeah. When Benny sponsors us, this is going to be even better.
Yeah, we get so many cans of peanuts.
So many peanuts. I
mean, probably every Friday we have one, because every Friday we do watch Paul and Nicole's show for at least a little bit. This past Friday we went to a German restaurant. We came back, we watched the show, and just had a quarantine, business as usual.
I mean, really, the last one we had was last night. We went for a walk over at the lake. We kept in motion. And then came home, and we had gotten Italian ice earlier in the day, and so we had some pineapple coconut Italian ice that we quarantined. So it was a little bit of a take, but yeah.
Dressed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Mix it up. Mix it up. Have fun. I'm jealous of all these theme nights and good times.
Yeah. I feel like everyone should celebrate Pitbull Friday. Yeah. You start a day, Pitbull Friday. I mean, it's good.
I don't know. Pitbull to me brings me back to when I was on the ship, and that's a lot. Because I tell you what, cruise ships love Mr. Worldwide.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's got people from all over the world.
Yeah, and it's easy to dance to, and it's on constantly, always playing.
And, he's definitely one of those artists where it's like, I didn't know, until we started doing this, I had no idea how many Pitbull songs I know. There was like probably 30 in a row that you've heard before.
I'm sure, yeah.
Even if you're not a fan.
And I'd recognize it, because there's Beyond Fireball, he's got like at least two Best Of albums, right? He's got two at this point.
And he's done songs with everyone.
Yeah.
Is Pitbull the Frank Sinatra of our generation?
I don't want to say it, but I think you're right.
I think so, too. And you know what? He did it without a Rat Pack, so that's...
That's what he's missing. He needs his own little crew.
The only thing that I think would prevent him from being the Sinatra of our generation is that Sinatra, even in his storied career, had many peaks and valleys. Pitbull is nothing but peaks.
Yeah.
He's yet to have a valley.
I mean, man's a rocket ship.
Just been uphill from there.
Yeah.
Like Fast and the Furious franchise. That's what I would
call it. We need to get Pitbull on we need to get him on the podcast.
I'll tweet at him. Hey, Pitbull.
Yeah. Rob, this is a similar question. Maybe I know the answer. When's the first time, last time you had a quarantine?
I mean, today. And my life has changed already. It's a delicious treat.
Pitbull Friday again without one.
Holy shit. I do kind of want to start having a Pitbull Friday. I love this idea.
Yeah,
I'm just stealing things from your life to make mine better. And I feel okay about that.
We're here for you.
If we can make it like one of those like outside clap things that people were doing at the start of this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think I would call this a success. Successful pandemic.
Josh, was the last time you had? What was the first time and last time you had a quarantini?
Oh, earlier today when I was mixing up cocktails, I had a little sip on it, and let me tell you, instantly in love.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I have been drinking a little bit today,
mm-hmm.
And I can easily see how a Captain Handle will disappear because it's so good. The coconut liqueur, I think the keystone is the coconut LaCroix.
Yeah.
It has all the delicious flavor. It's not thick or heavy the way like coconut cream is.
Yeah.
But it does the job, and it's just like, it makes it, it's so good. It's so good. So good.
So kudos to you two for creating the new delicious drink. It's going to be the hit of the rest of the summer.
Thank you.
At least through August.
Full disclosure, we almost had Rudy sans Sarah, no offense. We didn't know you wanted to come on. We had you, Justin, and who else was?
Amelia
scheduled when all the nuttiness started happening. And I was like, I don't want to be in a room with anybody ever. We're canceling. It might have been day before. I was like, let's not do this. And you were going to do a different, because the quarantine hadn't been invented yet, or okay. Maybe it was in its infancy.
An apple in my eye.
An apple? Our eye. A tree of between our eyes, it grew between our heads, in our eye sockets.
What?
Sprouting delicious fruit.
Great visual.
Okay.
Like, I'll draw it. I'll draw it.
A monster.
The origin story.
So we're glad we can get you guys on now. And happy. What did I know I've been raving about it, but I genuinely love it.
Yeah.
I have a case of a coconut LaCroix now, or a sixer.
And what else are you gonna do with it?
Yeah.
I get a little bottle of Cap Morgan. This Pitbull Fridays. I'm set.
Fridays.
Now, guys, we're laughing. We're having fun.
Lion.
It's time to get serious.
Oh no.
I have a confession.
What?
I need to know what your dream location would be to enjoy delicious. Hashtag ocean cold, quarantini, and what celebrity guests you guys want to bring. This segment is called...
I'm having fun, but I'd rather be here. No, I'm enjoying this, but I'd rather...
That's twice wrong.
I don't remember that.
I like this. I like this.
It's been a while since I had to say that one.
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
All right, do we go?
Yeah, please. You go first. You can either work together as a team, or you can each do your separate ones, so whatever
you want. Yeah, you can go anywhere. Time and space doesn't matter to enjoy delicious quarantini. You can bring one celebrity, as many celebrities as you want. Nothing matters.
Yeah.
Got it. How do you want to do this? You got to...
I mean, I think a beach needs to be involved. It's beach. A very beachy beverage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something where maybe, you know, my toes are in the water and my ass is in the sand.
That's right.
Sounds good.
Well, what if we spice things up a little bit and got a little dangerous?
Okay.
Because danger. I love 80s action movies.
Uh-huh.
And one of my favorite things in those movies is when something goes horribly wrong and then the star, like a Bruce Willis type, saunters up to a bar all sweaty and gross and then orders a drink by ingredients.
Yeah.
Whiskey. Ice. We're at a beach.
Okay.
We're celebrating COVID ending.
Oh, what a day that'll be.
We've all been vaccinated. We've got... there's a speedboat comes up to shore. And it's a little close. We're a little concerned about this thing. And it turns out to be, I don't know, a bad guy. what do we do?
I thought you had this all planned out.
What would you do?
My toes were in the water, my ass was in the sand.
It was 1 second ago, but now
there's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
He started out like insulting old people.
He's unforgivable.
Twirling his mustache and talking about polluting the ocean. I would say enough is enough with this guy. Let's go out there. So we start pointing at him and arguing with one another.
Right.
With
the bad guy.
With the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then what sort of weapons would we have?
I mean, we'd have something there. We'd be like sunscreen.
Sunscreen. We'd like shoot sunscreen at him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like this.
This dirty guy doesn't like sunscreen.
No.
So...
But there'd be like an umbrella, sun umbrella that you could
throw at him.
Throw at him.
Yeah, but so we're going back and forth, trading barbs and blows. Next thing you know, he goes down. The ship crashes.
Yeah.
Everybody is excited. We're all dancing to what's a good song?
I think it should be Pitbull.
Pitbull, yes. Which song? Fireball. And then we walk up to the bar, all grizzled, and we say, Coconut LaCroix, pineapple juice, 50% Captain Morgan, maybe a little ice.
Yeah.
And then roll credits.
I do love it when a badass orders, or even an anti-hero or villain orders a drink like, rum, milk, ice, or something. They're like showing the measurements with their hands.
Like, I know what the fuck I'm doing, man.
I'll make you a drink. Like, I know our glass sizes. I've been doing this for a while. Perfect scenario.
Oh yeah.
A+. We need a celebrity guest though.
Oh, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
The bad guy.
Right, because he'd probably run out there, but then Sarah and I'd be like, "Sit this.
We got this." Vin Diesel swings by.
Oh, Vin Diesel. Yeah, no. Well, maybe he sauntered up to us at the bar after and be like, "I consider you all family."
And then we like ride off into the sunset in a sequel.
Yeah, or he orders a Corona and we all roll our eyes.
Yeah, typical.
Typical. You call him Vinny because you're old friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he turns around and he's the bartender.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. Nice. All right. All right. This is great. Bobby, same question.
Okay. So, okay. Based off some of the conversation we had already, I'm at I'm in Disney World and I'm at Epcot, and I am at the start of when you have to walk around that lake to get to every country.
World Showcase.
World Showcase. Thank you. So I'm at the very beginning. What's the first country in the World Showcase, Rudy?
What's that?
What's the first country you hit?
Oh, England.
England. Great. So I'm starting off in England, and I'm like, my goal is to have a drink as I go country to country. And then I turn to my right, and Pitbull's there. And I go, what are you doing here? Mr. Worldwide, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, I'm just hanging out. I go, well, you want to hang out with me? Pitbull's like, of course. So me and Pitbull, we do the what was it called again? The around the world?
Yeah. Drink.
World Showcase, thank you. So Pitbull and I, we hit every land in the World Showcase. But we don't get a particular drink based on that world. Each time I go, hey, you know what? You got LaCroix back there? You got Cap Morgan? You got a dash of pineapple juice? Throw that into a cup. We got to go. We got to go to another world. So we have one. So it's international, but it's the same drink, but international style. Because I'm assuming, like, you know, LaCroix from Japan is going to be maybe a little different.
Oh, yeah.
LaCroix in Russia. Maybe just something a bit. But Cap Morgan is the same across the world. You know, pineapples are pineapple. And at the end of the day, Pitbull goes, hey, don't tell anyone about this. I got enough friends. And I go, whoa, okay, asshole. I thought we were having a good time. Long story short, Pitbull and I get into a big fight at Epcot. We both get banned from Disney parks. And I try to tell people this story, and no one believes me. So, you know, it's a secret for me. And that's my dream scenario, to have a delicious quarantini with Pitbull.
Every bit of that.
Josh. Oh. Where's your dream location, and who's your celebrity guest?
Okay. So I am also celebrating the end of quarantine. I want to go to this is funny because this was actually a country that my roommate and I were going to – we thought about our honeymooning there. We've never been anywhere international together. Our first trip was going to be in 2020. We got our passports in January. We were all geared up to go. Failure. Terrible failure. All that being said, happy to be alive. Happy to be healthy. So we book a trip into quarantine. We book a Jamaican getaway. We're going to this beautiful white sand beach. We were up all night dancing the night away, like just like living it up, eating delicious food, getting delicious drinks. I wake up before her per the usual. So she's sleeping a little bit, and you know what? I was like, I want to go enjoy nature. So I'm going to take a little walk through the sand. I see a brilliant, palm tree. It's shady. The sun is just starting to rise. I'm going to watch the sunrise over the water. I take a little seat under the tree. I have with me my little like shoulder bag. In it, I have the makings of a quarantine. Because we were out the night before and I was telling everybody about it, raving about it as I've done before. I don't want to drink yet. So I go pop a coconut LaCroix. I'm about to take a sip and I get bonked on the head with a coconut.
Oh no.
I'm immediately passed out. It's terrible. I wake up and I look around and I don't recognize anything. And I look down and I'm wearing a red frilly coat. I have a sword by my side. I touch my hat. I have a big captain's hat. And I am actually Captain Morgan. I've traveled back in time. Yeah, I'm the Duke of Jamaica or whatever the hell he was. And I've traveled back in time. And my men come through the bushes and they're like, Captain, we've been looking for you. The French are coming. And I don't recognize the voice that comes out of my body. I say, fuck those dirty frogs. Let's go get them. Stand up, bayonet drawn, and I run to my ship. And as I'm climbing the ship, we privateer. You know, it's a it's not. We're not pirates, okay? Whoa, 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 whoa. Before you think, you know, we steal, we murder. Me and the men are back on the boat after sinking the other one, laughing, and I put my sword back in its scabbard. Is that a word?
Sure.
And as I do, I realize I'm wearing my bag from my time. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Because I'm slowly forgetting myself. And the longer I'm in this time, the less I'm myself. Until I see the makings of a Quarantini. And I see my own picture on this bottle of Captain Morgan. And then I remember, it's like I'm stuck inside my head screaming for help. But the reptile part of me is like, I can make a Quarantini. So I demand a cup for my men, and I mix one up for them. And I was like, y'all got to try this. They're like, Captain, did you say y'all? And I said, yeah, y'all got to try this. And we're all taking sips, and they're like, Captain, you've done it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm laughing, and we're, ha, 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 we're wearing our gold. And then I hear, hey, wake up. Hey, wake up. And I start to flutter my eyes, and I'm back in my time. And who's waking me up? None other than my celebrity guest, one Usain Bolt.
Whoa.
Out for a morning run. Gold medalist, Jamaica's own. He wakes me up. He says, hey, you were like screaming stuff about the French in your sleep. I was out running. I heard you. You have a giant one of those cartoon welts. Where it goes past my hat can't fit on my head. And I was like, you saying? He was like, yeah. Who are you?
What's up?
And I tell him my name. And he was like, anyway, I just want to make sure you're okay. And I'm like, not only am I okay, I'm great. And I pull out my bag and I was like, you need a Quarantini. And he like laughs. And then I reach into my bag and I pull out all these gold doubloons.
Whoa.
Done. Scenario over.
Oh, man. You're rich, Josh.
I'm rich. And me and Usain become friends.
Oh, that's fun.
Nice.
Bonus.
And that would be my dream location to enjoy delicious. Hashtag ocean cold. Hashtag Jamaica proud. Quarantine.
Do you think Usain Bolt still runs? He doesn't really have to anymore, does he?
I mean, you got to like it, right? If you're,
I hope so, yeah. Maybe you think he took a break at least, right?
Probably.
I hope so.
Like, do you think MJ still plays basketball? I'm sure a little bit. Like, because he likes
because he's
dominating people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got a gambling problem. It's the only way he can get it out. He does. I watched the documentary. They hide it, but it's there.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how to see the Space Jam was not a documentary.
No, what? The Last Dance. Space Jam.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you were talking about Space Jam.
I always. Rudy, you grew up in Chicago, right? The
That's
Chicagoland
right.
area?
Yeah.
So you were here at the height of the Bulls when all that That's madness right. was happening.
Yeah.
Were you into it or were you like, whatever?
So, yes, I was for the first three championships. And then after the third one, that summer, I went to a golf tournament that Michael Jordan was playing in. It was a celebrity one. I had this poster of him and Charles Barkley that said attitude versus altitude. And they made a announcement that Michael Jordan would not be signing autographs today, so don't ask him for one. So I walked over with my poster. Charles Barkley signed it and talked to me for a while, took a picture.
Whoa, what a nice
and my dad was very much into trying to make me be more aggressive at the time. And so he told me that I needed to go ask Michael Jordan for his autograph. But they said he wouldn't. And then he was like, you've got to go up there and be assertive and ask for one. So I did. And he slapped my poster and said, get the fuck out of here. I said,
what?
Yeah. So the second three championships, I absolutely hated him.
Wow!
I love basketball, but like I still have the poster hanging in my room. Marks on it from Michael Jordan and an autograph from Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
But I don't know. As I got a little older, you know, you watch the old clips and stuff, and it's so great. And also, I was super into shoes, so I started wearing the Jordan shoes. I just basically all was forgotten by the time I was 18. When I was like 11, I hated that man.
If you could change it, would you want to change it? Or
You know, because I think I'm stronger as a result.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you more got more assertive. You're more assertive for sure. Assertive
is impossible. My dad was honest, but like that did not help in one way.
Sarah, did you care about Michael Jordan?
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm originally from California. So, and I am a.
Whereabouts?
So just south of Oakland.
Okay.
Called Hayward. So, and I knew, I mean, everybody knew about the Bulls. And
sure, sure.
It was an exciting time, but baseball's got my heart, so I couldn't give it too much attention.
That's fine.
What about the Bash Brothers Netflix thing with Andy Samberg? And
that's how
you feel about that?
That's hilarious. I thought you were going to ask about the Sosa Maguire one. I haven't seen that one yet. No, that was so the 89 world when they won the World Series was like a prime time in Sarah's childhood. My idol, who I adore, is Dave Stewart, who's one of our pitchers at the time. I actually had a very positive signature experience with him. I was probably about the same, I think it might have been the same magical time in our lives. I was at FanFest in Oakland and got to hang out with him and, you know, got an autograph and then, took a picture. And then FanFest 4 or 5 years later, he signed the picture. So I've got an autographed picture that Dave Stewart autographed of a picture of he and I together.
Cool.
That's awesome. The best part is mid-90s. So I'm in like a lime green, like floral pink. It's really severe bangs.
I had a Emmitt Smith. I was same age, about 90s Cowboys. Emmitt Smith was at a Walmart pushing his running back camp for like kids. And I met him, and it was a delight, and he signed my poster for the running back camp, which I had, I think it survived two moves before it just kind of like fell apart because I did not take care of anything as a child, but still a very treasured memory to me.
Yeah, oh, sure.
So do meet your heroes.
Hi, Dave.
My dog just came in.
Oh, she can open doors?
Yeah. Clever girl.
Where were we?
We're getting into the next segment.
Which is?
Robert.
Yes, Joshua.
Rudy, Sarah, we have another segment on our show. We've talked about your dream location. This is a new segment.
Oh, that's right.
It's called Show Me Your ID. What's your first beverage, alcoholic beverage?
Let me see your ID. What was your first beverage?
I think it's something like that. It's new. It's like two episodes old. We want to know what your first alcoholic beverage was ever. If there's a story there, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, please.
So rum is pretty, you know, goes back pretty far in my lifetime, my love for rum. My dad was a big Bacardi drinker.
Ah.
And yeah, I shared with, like, a classic Dave Fuchs drink is a Coke Slurpee that you just douse in some Bacardi. From a young age, so much so that I didn't actually know what Coke tasted like. Because you know, so it was kind of alarming when you actually taste like a soda and it just doesn't taste right because there's not rum in it. But you're a child, so you shouldn't know that. So rum, it was definitely rum. I would say by the time it wasn't my dad's drink and it was something I was drinking on my own, it was probably like a Boone's Farm in a paper bag.
Classic.
First drink for me, I vividly remember we in high school decided we were going to drink in my friend's backyard.
Nice.
But it was one of those things where like we're camping out back. I don't know what, I mean, parents had to know what was going on. They were just like, whatever, they gotta do it. At least they're here.
Yeah, they're safe. Remember,
it was just like whatever you could get your hands on. I remember my friend's. We would play in his basement all the time. We were in high school at this point, but like video games and stuff. But his parents would never come down there. We would always talk about how like basically his mom was nanny and we were Muppet babies because you'd only see a couple of feet. So what we would do was we would unscrew. They had their liquor cabinet locked, which was a basically wooden like cupboard, and we would unscrew the hinges. And then he would hold the door and lean back while I like reached in and grabbed whatever I can. We had like Smirnoff vodka and like Bacardi rum and a bunch of Michelobes, I remember. Oh, and also special export beer.
Oh God,
special export.
I remember just like guzzling these because all I knew was like, I mean, I was probably like 14, 15 years old. Like all the only thing I knew was like, if you could drink a lot, you were cool.
Oh no!
Just guzzling this as much as I could. And,
for all of our young listeners, that's still true.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting in this tent, and I remember telling people, like, my mouth is like heavy. You know, like, have you ever put an orange in your mouth and made it like your smile? That's what it feels. I don't remember much else about that night, but I just remember telling people that, like, just and the first thought that would come to mind was important that I tell people.
My mouth feels heavy.
That's great.
I'm filled with Smirnoff and Michelob. I'm having a great time.
Guys, we're cool.
We did it. We're gonna French so much now.
Yeah.
Perfect. End of segment. New segment. We're flying through them. We got lots of segments to get to.
So many segments. That's all the show is.
We've been laughing, having a good time, but let's get real. I want to know what a beverage that you hate, despise, revile, is evil. You hate it so much, in fact, that you're going to eliminate it from the world. We want to know what the beverage is and how are you going to eliminate it. This segment is called
Cork It.
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot.
All right. I can go first. Because I thought about this long and hard. I was originally going to go with sangria because I'm not.
Oh.
Yes. But the thing is, I know how many people like it. I think. What? I
need to be more assertive.
I don't want to do that every single time. I just find it difficult to drink.
That's fair. I agree.
All the stuff floating around in it. but I know for a fact, if I could eliminate anything, it would be sour beer.
Oh. Sour beers?
I hate sour
beers.
I just feel like at this point, it's the people that drink it are bored with beer, and they should just get other hobbies.
Yes, I agree with that.
Don't need this much of a challenge. There's like where we're living, there's like five microbreweries around us that have all different kinds of good beers. There's no reason to go with this. As far as getting drinks, I would have that dog drink it all and then just make it the end of it. She needs to relax. They're not too picky about the so that I'm gonna leave it at that.
Who is that dog? Can we say hi?
Oh yeah, that's Luna. We're
she's not ours.
She's not ours. We're dog sitting.
Yeah. Hi Luna.
Hi Luna.
We got two on the bed there. Luna's the one sleepy like a potato.
Sleepy pups.
Maddie is sprawled out there. She's a fancy dog.
Ooh.
Down here, I don't know if you see. We got Parker.
Good Lord, three dogs.
There's Daisy right behind me.
That's why we drink a lot of quarantinis.
That's fair.
Oh, nice.
She's stretched out.
I have no household pets, so.
Except for Hooli.
Well, yeah, Hooli, but he went to work.
So all the sour beers we're going to feed to the dogs because it's worse than dog food. It's dog beer. Perfect.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm being talked down to when I say I don't like it.
Well, beer snobs are the worst to like say like, oh, I'm not a fan of that, because they'll argue with you until like you just walk away.
And like, they're full on extremists. They're like, oh, what matter days? No, there's a long, big scale.
Yeah,
sour beer and natural beers.
Yeah.
That being said, I love natter days.
Yeah, I love a good natter day.
I haven't had them, but I've heard they're great.
They're fine. They're like an alcoholic Capri Sun.
They're in my trash right now. I have like three in there.
Josh, get new ones. Don't drink from the trash.
No, it's still good.
Do you have one you'd get rid of?
Yeah, sure.
I have to, and this might not be popular, but I think Jägermeister needs to go.
Oh, dang.
In my early 20s, we had some times together. we Red Bulled on the dance floor.
Sure.
We had a bottle in the freezer. None of it is good. None of those are good. If the life choice includes Jägermeister, it's not a wise life choice.
Okay. That's fair. How are you going to get rid of it?
First got out of college, my friends and I took a vacation to Wisconsin Dells and stayed at the Kalahari Resort. Ooh. And they had a club in there. I forget what it was called, but they had glow-in-the-dark cups. So in the night, they would look cool. And it had a mini shot in the side of the cup. So they would put the Jaeger in that and the Red Bull. And then you could drink it. I remember thinking, like, this is the greatest invention ever. Give this guy a Nobel Prize.
And I rest my case.
It's such an early 2000s, like, of the moment.
Yeah. Oh.
Blowing vessels. Yeah.
No point.
Jaeger's disgusting.
we could feed that to the dogs, too? How do you get rid of it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have to clean up after the dogs, so I don't know if we want to play that game, but maybe we give it to the bad guy we defeated in the previous segment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Who's playing the bad guy, by the way? Who is the bad guy?
Jeremy Irons.
Love it.
Oh, such a good bad guy.
Classic Die Hard 3. I love it.
Yeah.
We're watching Watchmen, so every time I'm watching it, I'm like, and what did Scar say in that last part?
It's
always Scar to me.
Yeah, something about the Pride Lands. What's happening?
To marry my wife.
What? My wife.
Robert, how are you going to get rid of both Jägermeister and sour beers?
Okay, so I agree with you both. These are both disgusting things. Sour beer, I've never been a fan of, and Jägermeister. Also, after a horrible night in college, I'll never drink it again. Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna freeze both, but I'm gonna make it like a big, like a it's supposed to be like a big party. It's like, everybody, I'm gonna have ice cold frozen sour beer. I'm gonna have ice cold Jägermeister. Everyone come to this party, but they're gonna have so much fun at the party, they're not gonna realize that I'm just freezing all of it. And I'm gonna put it into a big iceberg. I'm just gonna set it out to sea in the ocean. And then I don't know, with all the global warming, so like in 10 years when it melts, people will have to drink it because we'll be out of fresh water, and they're looking for anything. But for at least for those 10 years, we don't have to think about it because Jaeger's gross, as is sour beer. So, you know, it's not a complete fix, but it'll do for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll do for now. Josh, how would you get rid of both Jägermeister and sour beers?
Okay. I enjoy a sour beer from time to time.
Gross.
I am not a beer snob, but I would be one of those people that are like, well, have you tried this one? Like... I'm not saying that you need to like it. I'm just saying there's a big spectrum of beers. Rudy, you said it yourself. That being said, let's destroy it. I'm completely on board. Jägermeister, again, I've had a terrible experience. What I would do is I would mix them together immediately. I would make them chemically inseparable. So if anybody ever made a sour beer... once that creation was done, it would immediately, like a magnet, find Jägermeister to fuse together.
Ooh.
And it would taste so bad, nobody would ever want to drink it. same thing with Jägermeister. Eventually, people would get tired of making them because, you know, and then the end result is just so bad, nobody would want it. Also, yeah. It would also turn into a brick. So people could use it for housing. So all the ones that exist now will have a place to, you know, they'll serve a purpose.
I like it.
As opposed to just pure destruction.
I like it. They can make a house. Yeah.
Make a nice little house for yourself.
Make a little house.
Yeah, make a little birdhouse in yourself.
Our house made of Jaeger and sour beer.
Our house. It is now a bunch of bricks. Next segment is the cocktail segment.
Cocktail segment.
Sarah, anybody you want to shout out?
Oh, man.
Friends, family.
Enemies, frenemies, whatever.
Yeah, frenemies.
Actually, I forgot. I forget who I know. It's.
I know. Right?
I mean, that's true too. I went by Rob's house yesterday to drop stuff off and to say happy birthday. I was like, oh yeah, all these people I know that are my friends, and then I was like, goodbye, I'm leaving because I am terrified of disease.
That's fair. I felt kind of bad because I wasn't really wearing a mask, but I felt like we were still safe and like distances. I wasn't like getting like up close and personal with anybody.
Yeah, but similar to that, sir, I was like, who are my friends again? Like, oh, I haven't seen anybody.
Yeah, yeah. I say this often. I feel I just miss like running into people because we're not going anywhere, and I feel like I would that happened to me more often than not. And now I feel like I don't see anybody. I was just like specifically planned for this 1 hour. We're all washed up. We're all clean. And I miss the old the drop in. Like, oh hey.
I find it odd because like you know we've been going. We went to a couple of restaurants where you can go sit outside.
Sure.
And I saw myself like as this was going on, like I couldn't do normal activities. So, but like to be around, just some. I would go to the grocery store more often than I normally would, and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm basically being around strangers, just not people.
Yeah, it's very strange. Where I live, like just down the street, like a block is cut off from normal traffic, and it's done up really nice, where it's all pavement, and there's a bunch of benches like every few feet, for just like the people who live in the apartments. Just it's like a private park kind of. And I caught myself just going down there and sitting and like just watching families. I'm like, oh, this is fun. This is looking like a creep, I'm sure.
I love a good people watch.
Oh, yeah. I love a good people watch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good things have come out of this, though. I mean, like we're, obviously we've stood the test of this. So I felt like, we essentially experienced like 3 years of dating in 9 months, I feel.
That's fair.
Together, and the fact that we still like one another is so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's huge.
But also, like, I'm doing every Thursday, I do trivia with, like, my friends from growing up, and we have not, I mean, we do, like, once a year a trip, but other than that, we don't really communicate with one another.
Yeah.
It's always like seeing brand new people when we go on that trip.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true, too. I've been hanging out with my high school friends.
I've been talking with my cousins more often over Marco Polo, that app.
Yeah.
And like just because like they're all bored and like Rudy, but in the sense of like I only see them maybe once, twice a year, if that. It's been nice to be like, oh yeah, we were kind of friendly. All right, cool.
Cocktails. Oh, woo-hoo.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You will have no time jump whatsoever, but we have had a nice long cocktail making session. This is the cocktail segment of our show. Rudy, Sarah, we make a cocktail in honor of our guests based on the beverages they've chosen to talk about. This episode is no exception. We have made for you a wonderful drink. We hope you like it, which we will talk about what we taste. But before that, we've named it after one of our guests. The concoction we're about to sip on is no longer the Quarantini. Is now the Privoitier. capital T, capital P, capital V. A cocktail named after a pirate for a couple of scallywags. Let's dig into it, and then while y'all are drinking, I'll tell our viewers what we're tasting here.
It looks very good. I'm very jealous.
So my take on y'all's Quarantini is we've used 2 to 3 scoops of Häagen-Dazs pineapple coconut ice cream available in your local Jewel. The one thing you can't get at Binny's. 3 ounces of Captain Morgan. Again, this is an eyeball. 2 ounces of coconut LaCroix, or if you don't have that, get club soda. You can optionally do a little floater of dark rum, maybe a little whipped cream. It's all up to you, baby. It's what's in the fridge, what's in the freezer, what's at the bar.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, I think the neighbors have dared to walk in the courtyard.
How dare they?
They have a corgi.
Shut those mutts up.
Our neighbors have a German Shepherd and then a dog that smells like a German Shepherd. So Daisy hates them, and we call them the devil dogs. Like, oh, we can't go out right now. The devil dogs are outside.
The devil dogs.
I believe the dogs that are the devil dogs of this complex live in this apartment.
I'm going to go get a little more coconut LaCroix.
I guess I'll fill some time.
Do you have any stack of papers that you can kind of make?
Oh, sure? I wish. Here, I flip through this book here. Everything seems to be up to date.
Mine's got like a little fuzzy foam on top. I blended it. I would have served it over ice. I ran out of ice.
How do you make, because you know how to bartend, Josh. When you make a drink like this, how do you make it so it's not like milk?
I would throw ice in the blender, and or I would have used. I didn't want to over pineapple it, or I would have used frozen pineapple chunks to thicken it up. But just ice would have done it.
Yeah.
And then up the booze. Is it milky? Is it too milky?
We've actually tried to make a few when Disney released their
Dole Whip.
We tried to make Dole Whip, and it was the same result. It's very tasty, same as this drink, but it's just like not the texture that I'm used to with something like
that. I would freeze the fruit. That would be my first go-to, because that'll give it body before anything. I just wish mine had more bubbles. I get the same thing. It's kind of like frothy on top and then real liquidy.
Yeah. Is it like a milkshake or no?
No, it's nowhere near the consistency.
That's what I'm shooting for, or what I would be shooting for.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because just reading the ingredients and how you guys put it together, I'm like, I feel like it would be a milkshake. Like really closer to that.
You could jam a bunch more ice cream in there and then up the booze.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It looks good. I wish I bought the ingredients, but I'm an idiot.
I'll tell you this.
Sarah, don't rub it in.
This edition of caramel sauce, genius.
Oh, nice. What do you guys think? What do you think?
You got a little.
I love it. I could see this beverage as a dessert.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah. Sort of like, I like pina coladas.
Sure.
But I need like maybe a sip or two and then I'm good. So
yeah.
At Red Lobster, they have a drink called the Alata Colada, which is a pina colada served in a giant martini glass. Good, but it's like four people to drink.
It's a lot.
Which in these uncertain times, you can't do stuff like that. I feel like this drink in that glass, I would be a happy camper.
Oh.
I don't know if that's the answer to the question, but
it's close enough.
We were not able to get the Haagen-Dazs ice cream. It was sold out. But we got vanilla and pineapple sherbet.
Mm-hmm.
Very tasty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you could probably do a similar version with frozen pineapple and vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And maybe like fresh coconut flakes or something.
Yes.
Well, the coconut LaCroix actually does most of the heavy lifting. So I feel like you could do I'll remake the recipe for the show notes.
And who sort knew? Of give coconut the, LaCroix.
Yeah, of a, such Dude. A – it's a very powerful drink.
It's like Atlas.
Yeah.
Mine's like all foam. I don't know if you guys can see this. It's like so blended. That's why I needed more coconut LaCroix to like
even
unfizzy it.
Sarah, Rudy, did you two blend or did you just like mix it all in?
We did. No, we busted out the ninja.
Nice.
Look at that. It's got like stiff peaks. It almost looks like a meringue.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Not LaCroix related, but we did. So I went to Purdue and we drove down.
Boilermakers.
Boiler up.
So we stopped for the Purdue fans listening at Triple X there in West Lafayette.
A friend of the podcast, Kevin Lambert, is going to love that reference. Yeah.
They make their own root beer.
So
we needed a case of said root beer and made some boozy milkshakes with that and some vanilla.
Oh, that sounds good.
But anyways, it did the same foamy situation, but they were delicious.
Yeah. Oh. It was like a liquor cappuccino.
That sounds great.
That sounds really good. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm not a big root beer fan, but I do like when like a local place makes their own.
Yes.
Like growing up in the Detroit area, there was this local brewery called Local Color, and they would make their own root beer, and I thought it was the best. I loved it.
Well, we've got a stash. We'll have to safely drop some off for you guys.
I don't want to take from your secret stash, but I will take one.
You said you got a case.
Yeah, we can definitely share some, but I am the exact same way. Like, I mean,
yeah,
A&W, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here, Barks. Get the fuck. I don't need that. Barks says bite my ass. Get out.
You make your own.
I'll try it, baby.
I'll try it too. We have to give the cocktail a letter grade, A to Z. You guys can do a combined letter grade. You can do individual letter grades.
Let's say it at the same time.
Ooh.
Perfect.
Oh, I'm going to say B plus.
B minus. Oh. Now, here's the thing. I was actually going to say A minus, but I pre-planned.
Well, that evens out to be a B, which we'll take.
Solid, yeah, and,
you know, why do we like bees, Rob?
Because bees get degrees.
That's right. Dab, 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 dab,
dab, dab.
That's our college, what do they call it? Fraternity.
Dab, dab, dab.
Dab, dab, dab.
Yabba dabba.
Yabba dab dab.
Oh, man. The Flintstones mixer.
Worked every year. It's perfect.
Those guys are just rich because of the vitamin money.
People like our push-ups, too. Our popsicle push-ups.
I forgot about those.
Remember Flintstone push-ups? I love it.
Yes.
That should never work. You always ended up with a wrist full of yogurt.
Of course, but they were still good.
Still delicious.
You notice, have you seen a lot of places are making, like restaurants are doing their own like gourmet push-ups now?
No. I feel like I have seen that. Really? Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are going to owe us money after this.
Shout them out, Rudy.
Damon, they do like, they're a French place, but because of COVID, they're doing like burgers and milkshakes to go. And then this week they started doing their own push-ups. And then also Spinning J is a diner over by me. They do that too.
Oh.
Don't waste your money on their push-ups. Get yourself some pie.
Yeah.
Okay. Spinning J's. I like the
name.
I'm
a pie guy.
Yeah. Love it.
I'm all in on pies.
So obviously we spent all of quarantining drunk and eating all over the
place. Clearly.
It's not shocking that we stayed together.
Yeah.
Like pirates.
Yeah. Well, that's like... That, yeah, going out and even picking up food is like a thing to do. So it gets you out of the house. Like, I do that with my roommate way more than we did pre-quarantine. And not as much, like, it wasn't like we went out a certain amount of days and we picked up food the same amount of days. Yeah. It was like, we got to get out, like, we got to do something. Can we just go, like, drive around and maybe pick up some food or something? Like, it's so nice. It's such a nice thing to do.
Do you guys also see it as your like philanthropic endeavor? Like,
yeah,
we
of course.
Have seen it as like a, well, we need to do something good for our community. Let's eat out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll support the local biz.
I try not to go to chain restaurants. I think the closest chain I do is I've ordered Jet's Pizza a couple
times. Big Caesar heads over here.
Oh, dude. Sure. What's that $5 hot roast?
Yeah. They serve their crazy bread now, Rob.
Holy shit.
The crazy bread.
And they give you so much sauce. So
can I?
Sorry. Real
good. No. Go ahead, Rudy.
Pasta with the crazy bread sauce after.
That's how you do it. Yeah. I worked at a Little Caesars in high school for like two and a half years. And we, myself and my friends, used to also stuff the crazy bread. And we were always like, this would sell. And they've been, our manager was like, no way. We can't do this. It's not what, it's not part of the rules.
I think you were owed some money somewhere. Yeah.
Probably. Oh, Little Caesars.
I think they're hot and ready's or whatever. The cheesy bread.
Yes.
Like the cheese bread with get some dipping sauce. That is like, I would eat that every day. Like, that's just so good.
And you got a deep dip.
Oh, and you got
it. And put it down.
Yeah. Deep dish is the only way to go.
Brings me back to college. Did you have Gumby's in college?
I did not. What is that?
You're making it up.
No, it's at every Big Ten campus. At least when I was going, there was a Gumby's, and they had Gumby was the mascot of it, and they had a thing called Pokey Sticks, which was essentially.
Yeah.
I went back for an improv festival. And I had been working a real job for 2 years. And at that point, I was like, I want some Pokey Sticks. We're at the University of Illinois. I bought like two Terminators, which I think is what they call things. And I, like, was the king of the party. Man, you bought everybody Pokey Sticks.
Man, it's I haven't played.
The same thing as the cheese bread.
Yeah. Playing
Pokey Sticks in college, that takes me back. And what's Gumby's? I never heard of it.
We've all been there. I've been to a frat party.
We have another segment. We are towards the middle end, but we're thickly towards the middle end of Tall Boy Summer. Hashtag Tall Boy Summer. Need a tall boy to crack it open with me. Don't be shaken. And because it's Tall Boy Summer, and because you're guests during Tall Boy Summer, we are going to have another segment that we call
Oh Boy Extra Drinks.
Hashtag Tall Boy Summer. So we've all acquired the latest Tall Boy on the block. Hashtag Rita's Watermelon Rita Sparkling Margarita. 8% volume, 25 fluid ounces, contained alcohol. This is a malt beverage with natural flavors and artificial colors. And we are going to try it. And guys, I don't know if you've heard, we have a rating system on a unique rating system to popping bottles. Okay. If we like something, we give it a big thumbs up. Mm-hmm. If we don't like it, we give it a big thumbs down. If it's just okay, we give it the classic popping bottles, thumbs sideways. This is our unique rating system for not just Tall Boys, but for Old Boy Extra Drinks. So let's dig in. Everybody got theirs? I'm going to pop my top.
Pop the top.
Cheers. Let's get into there. Let's see what's going on.
The watermelon smell is strong.
Smells like Jolly Rancher.
Ooh.
Did you let it sit on the back of your...
It's okay.
I'm getting a little whiplash from the last drink to this drink. I think I need to keep going.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it with the Jolly Rancher comparison.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Okay.
I don't think it's ranchery enough. Oh.
Could use a little more rancher.
It has like the way people talk about LaCroix normally is like it's a whisper of flavor. Like it smells like Jolly Rancher. It seems like it should be Jolly Rancher, but when I drink it, it's not nearly enough. It almost tastes too much like a natural watermelon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, it's the best.
That would be my last meal.
Just the bag?
Yeah.
It'll buy you more time.
Leave me with a bag. Yeah.
Hey, that's the guy that smothered Pitbull in his last meal with watermelon Jolly Rancher. Wow, that guy's a legend in this prison.
He's Mr. Worldwide now.
I will say I am a huge fan of the Rita.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh yeah, Grape Rita. I'm big on
that. I've never had that.
the pineapple one. They're very good. I mean, this is a good drink, but I had hopes, much higher hopes for it.
Yeah. Well, the last episode, we did a Rita's, but the strawberry margarita one, and I liked that a lot more. This one, I don't know. I think it's just, it tastes too artificial for me to enjoy. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that makes sense. But not artificial enough for Rudy. Sarah, where do you come down on? What are you thinking flavor-wise? How you feel?
I think the flavor's good. I disagree. I think it nails that Jolly Rancher depth of flavor where LaCroix falls short.
Okay.
I think it's got a level of sweet that you couldn't sit by the pool all day with these. But one, I think.
Sure. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Yeah.
Start the party.
You don't get you hit started. That. Yeah. It's sort of like that log that you put in the fireplace.
Yeah,
Starter lug.
You hit the door at 5 o'clock. You take off your tie. You reach your hand up. Somebody throws you a watermelon, Rita. You're like, I'm back, baby. Back to life.
Five o'clock somewhere.
I think I'm learning more about myself in that I don't love watermelon as a artificial flavor. Maybe more as a natural flavor. So I don't hate this, but I don't love this either. The strawberry one, I was all in on. Like, yeah. I would, if I was somewhere and that was, like, you know, on sale, it was hot at a concert or something, I would buy the hell out of that.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's like, I've lost my train of thought.
Third round, we'll do that.
Yeah.
We made a watermelon cocktail on the 4th of July. It was like a watermelon vodka. I forget what else was in it. But like with fresh watermelon. And it was good. But I think, I don't know if I just am not digging watermelon. Like I grew up with it all the time. And maybe I just don't like it as much now.
I like watermelon in the candy flavor. But I've noticed like in the drink wise, I'm not a big fan. Even like a watermelon juice or something like that. Hard pass.
Yeah. Oh, what I was going to say was...
Oh.
You know what? I forgot. Oh, yes. like you were saying with the quarantini, how like it's dangerous because you can't taste the liquor. Like this, it could very easily be like a Capri Sun.
Oh, yeah. Fair. Yeah,
and then you look at it and you're like, there's more liquor in here than...
Yeah, it's 8%. You're going to...
Holy shit.
Yeah, this is like 2.5 beers worth of booze. Ugh. That being said, I keep drinking it.
Yeah.
All
right, let's get our votes in. I'll pass it to Robert first.
All right.
Up, sideways, down. What you got?
I'm giving it sideways for right now.
Ooh.
Damn. I think it's fine.
Sarah, I'm coming your way. What's the verdict here?
I'm going to thumbs up it. I think okay. It's, you know, America's birthday. We're all into, you know, summer drinks right now. It's on theme. And we love a theme.
Yeah, which... I love that you love a theme.
Love a good theme.
Rudy.
Call me Paul Giamatti because I'm going sideways on it.
I will call you Paul.
I could drink it at a campfire or as I got home from a job I don't have, but at the same time, I'd probably rather something else.
This might be because I've had other beverages before this.
Correct.
I'm a third of the way through. I'm a man with big thirst. I've often said that about myself. And for me, ladies, gentlemen, I'm giving it a big popping bottles. Thumbs up. I'm in.
We're like,
I'm in it. I don't love it, but I do. Will keep drinking the rest of it forever.
So we all agree it's fine.
I can't give it that sideways thumb because I keep coming back to it. Man, all right. Look for Rita's. And you've had the grape one. You've had other ones, Rudy?
Oh yeah, yeah. It started out strawberries. That led me to grape. That was a gateway to the. they're very good. I like you said, for summer concerts, baseball games, like tailgating, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it just kind of fits.
Yeah.
Well, we got a whole
some kind of sponsorship out of this episode. I think we've done
Keep dropping names, keep dropping restaurants. I'm excited to try more of these.
Yeah.
I'd be
willing to, for sure.
It's Tall Boy Summer all summer. I need a tall boy. So look forward to more of these on the next episode. Guys, I think we're all out of segments. We have one last thing we need to ask you is, where should our viewers put their attention? Is there something that y'all are doing, are enjoying during quarantine that you want to share with the world? Like, where should we give our attention?
Oh, well, right now, no, we don't have anything. But we are perhaps going to start that Pitbull Friday theme blog.
I will read the shit out of that.
And we've been told several times we should and just never did it. So that might be a fun project to work on. So yeah, maybe
even if it's just a Twitter account give us a movie or give us something you like and we'll make a theme night of it. Like,
yeah,
I would. You guys don't even have to do all of them, but the 8 Mile thing was brilliant. This is great.
Oh yeah, the 8 Mile is great. Yeah, yeah.
Or yeah. Somebody can give us a thing and we figure out how to theme it.
That's brilliant.
I had a buddy who for a while made like side money. He made a Twitter where he'll be like, give me your last names and I'll make you a wedding hashtag.
Ooh.
And he made not a lot of money, but he made some side money on it. And he was pretty good at it.
People paying for that.
Yeah.
My last name's Fuchs. I don't think we're not getting Fuchs. Anything you can put on Twitter.
The Fuchs, the proud, the brave Marine. It's not really a wedding hashtag. This is the first thing I thought of. Sarah, any?
Sorry. We don't. I mean, we've got Facebooks, we've got Instagram, so Google us.
Anything you've been particularly enjoying? You guys are cohabitating. You fast forward the whole dating timeline. Anything you've really been enjoying together? Like, you have a series that you've been watching, or other than Pitbull Fridays, which is enough. Don't get me wrong.
We started out with Succession, which we hate watched at first and then got super into it. We're sort of doing, I think, the same with Ozark right now.
Sure.
I could not Ozark.
I mean, Schitt's Creek, if people haven't Schitt's Creeked yet, that'll change your life.
Yeah, that's what we got through. Now we don't know how to watch the last season. We've watched up till that.
Yeah. If anyone wants to tweet us with how to watch the 6th season of Schitt's Creek.
Right. Although we don't have Twitter. So
that's a shame.
But still, tweet at us. Figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
We also have a brilliant idea we haven't quite figured out how to market. So nobody steal this. But we, with everyone being quarantined and the lucky bunch of the population having some kind of outdoor space, we've got this brilliant idea to start a HGTV show called Pimp My Porch or Pimp My Patio.
Pimp My Patio.
But we just come in, we have a little conversation, find out what you're about, what are your interests, what makes you happy, and we will pimp the shit out of your patio.
Basically, we're going to put up bistro lights and fire pits.
Well, that's what makes us.
Yeah.
That's going to sell. That's going to sell like hotcakes.
Yeah. That sounds like amazing.
Yeah.
I would kill for outdoor space.
We got that. And then we also have another thing. My roommate started, he has this thing where he made a bingo board for our neighborhood. So you can sit on the porch and play it. So it'll be like neighbor walks outside or guy walks by with like two times as many dogs as people. But some of them are very specific. Like, we live on a corner, so it's like cop runs a red light, stuff like that. So they can go through it.
Yeah.
I think that we need to start a business where you bingo your neighborhood. Like, and people will just send us things they see in like Andersonville or wherever. Yeah. And then we aggregate it. So if you see enough of it, then we make a bingo card for it. Everybody's sitting outside.
Yeah.
Everybody's chilling.
I think that's a great idea. Bingo your neighborhood.
We're full of ideas.
Oh, it's called B-I-N-G Home.
Oh, that's a great name.
Robert, what do people should put their attention to? I've been drinking.
Oh God, I have too. I'm a little drunk. Follow me on all the social medias at Rob Grabo, RobGrabo. I just started to rewatch a Breaking Bad, and hot shit, that's still a phenomenal show. And then that's about it. That's all I got. Josh, where can people hear you?
Oh, I am on Twitter at Josh Scovia Sucks, S-U-X. I host a podcast called Popping Bottles.
I'm familiar.
Find us Popping Pod on all your social media. Other than that, I just watched the first two episodes of Padma Taste the Nation on Hulu. It's good. She's going to all sort of immigrant communities and talking about how their food influenced American food. So the first one was in El Paso. I'm from Texas. Big fan. Talk about burritos, chili rellenos, all of that. Second one, she goes to Milwaukee and talks about hot dogs and hamburgers and like the German influence. It's good. It's good. I know she's polarizing as a judge.
Why is she polarizing?
Because she's sort of like the meaner judge on Top Chef. So I know some people don't care for her.
This morning we started watching. There's a show on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it. Restaurants on the Edge. And it's a great concept, but the people on it are horrible. Like,
terrible. What's the concept? I don't know.
It's like beautiful restaurant that's in a beautiful location that's failing. Today they were in like Slovenia.
Knew is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's this like restaurant on a mountain in town or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like just it's like they the people on it that are like the chefs or whatever that are gonna improve the restaurant are so superficial and awful that like it's like and also, you know, most of these, we've only watched two episodes, but the restaurants are like family businesses that have been there forever, and now people are writing on Yelp that they're dated and stuff like that. And also, like, having had a restaurant, a family restaurant where that happened, like, I kind of feel for those people a lot.
Oh, sure.
But the people on the show are like, there's such a great art culture here. I went and talked to an artist, and then they talked to this lady that's, like, making mosaic murals to, like, combat, because I guess Slovenia was
it went through a revolution.
It went through a revolution. Yeah. And so they have these artists that are fighting like the uprisings or whatever through art. So this lady basically just rather than having one of them do the art in the restaurant, she just stole all their ideas and did it herself. So what are you doing?
And that's filmed. Like it's not like that's unknown now.
Yeah.
That's like terrible. Like
words went and gentrified a restaurant.
Yeah.
But in beautiful places.
Right.
Oh, sure.
So it's worth my, it's like a, it, I mean, it's a great like travel show. Everything's beautiful. And like the watching these old people want to improve like being successful and it's fun. But other than that, it's like, I hate all these people.
Yeah. No, don't waste your time. That's not good. Don't watch that. We'll edit all that out.
Yeah, the Padma show, I've heard a little bit about that, so maybe we'll have to replace that.
I liked it. I think it's fun. There's a lot, there's a sort of a political element where there's very much like a, hey, immigrants are cool, which I agree with, but also I want to know more about the food as well.
Yeah.
So it rides the line, but I don't, not in a distracting way.
Great.
I'll keep watching it.
Do you ever watch Chef Show on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
It's like,
I watch Chef's Table. Is that different?
Huh?
Chef's Table. Is that different?
It's a different show. This is like Jon Favreau and some guy that ran a food truck.
I've seen the first two.
I've watched a few of it. It's not bad.
I like it. We love it. Sarah loves the animation. I think it has the best. The
Oh yeah, yeah.
Best animation in all of television.
Yeah. I don't mind the. I can't think of the chef's name. Like the real chef, not Jon Favreau. Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but yeah.
I was doing a rewatch of Tremé on HBO, and he's like a main character for the third season. I was like, oh, this fucking guy.
Oh hey.
They had a bunch of Wolfgang Pucks, and I was like, I thought Wolfgang Puck was a douchebag my whole life, but it was a very like fun watch in the kitchen.
Yeah, he seemed okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a big personality. Guys, it's definitely the end. There's no more segments, no more surprise segments, no more co-hosts leaving.
Sorry.
That'll get cut out. Nobody will know. Except for this part where we reference it. Everybody will know.
Everyone will know. And I'm fine with that.
We have one last thing to do. Wait, my head broke. Okay. I'll take that again.
I'm a tad drunk.
Yeah. Guys, I drank almost all of the strawberry arena in the last episode. We recorded right before this. It was so fucking good.
I didn't realize until I had to get up and walk downstairs. I was like, oh, yeah, I've had a few.
You're doing multiple episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah. We did two back to back.
I went to a taping of Judge Mathis once. He does 12.
That's crazy.
I wish we could get Judge Mathis levels.
Yeah, that's our next guest. We're trying to get Judge Mathis.
Yeah.
What else is he doing? I'm sure he's available.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
Yeah.
Guys, we have one last thing to do before we let you go into your beautiful Sunday nights, and that is our end of the podcast cheers. We're all going to grab the closest beverage to us. I have a coconut LaCroix. I have a watermelon Rita. I have a Pry Voigt tier.
The cheers should be in your chat.
Yeah, we'll put it in the chat, but I'm going Rita. And I said to myself, I won't drink all of it. I'm almost done.
I'm going with Rita, too.
And that is our end of the podcast cheers.
Whatever your glass, put it toast in it.
Patreon demands it.
Whiskey makes delicious. That drink that Josh made, now that it's melted and all that everything worked together.
Wine makes you nice. Oh. But I'll try. So it's a little better melted.
Great now.
Yeah, sorry.
That's right. No, you're right. I think texture wise, it could have been creamy. 100%.
Here is a melon drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want to drink a two, choose to drink that pleases you.
Oh, boy.
Make your mash.
What do you guys got going on next to the
that is the right thing to do. Latch.
What'd you say?
I want to see my parents
Oh, fine.
Oh, nice. Tell them we said hi. They don't know.
Yeah, please. Tell the voice to say hello.